What's up? It's your girl, K-Vote254. I wanted to come to y'all talking about this Love and Hip Hop Atlanta reunion. What you guys think? I'm over here watching Stevie J being hella disrespectful, being the true bitch that he is being accused to be. Now, Erica Mena might be being very ugly right now with the way she's trying to prove her point of how much Stevie J is a bitch, but I can't say I disagree. Like she said, it has been documented for seasons of how much he is a hoe or a slut. But y'all want to say a player, playboy, whatever the fuck. We say hoes. He's a hoe. I don't care what nobody say. If it was a female, she'd be a hoe. He a male hoe. It's plain and simple. And you can see that he uses his power to try to get in these girls' heads when they want to do something with a music career. It's very sad. It's very sad. Stevie J being a sad individual. But I will say this. Stevie, if you hadn't dropped Jocelyn, you wouldn't have a problem with none of them females this season. Okay? Because that was your security guard. That was your pit bull. That was your ride or die. And I don't know what you did to mess that up. But you messed that up. Okay? But all I know, she had been by your side, you wouldn't have to worry about none of them heifers. You want to know why? Because your ass wouldn't have been able to work with not now one of them, okay? Jocelyn would have shut that down. You wouldn't have been, who? Esther Lita? Nah, you can't work with that hoe. Just Brittany? Girl, bye. All that. It would have been shut down. But you are very disrespectful as far as a man in regards to women. If you're not having sex with them, chances are you damn ain't respecting them. You barely respect the ones you having sex with. Moving on. Tokyo Vanity. Girl, I love you. I mean, what is there not to love? You are beautiful. You smart. You quick with these comebacks, girl. Your words are just vicious. They cut like knives to your enemies. And I'm loving every moment of you. Tobias, you better do it right, you know what I'm saying? Because somebody going to scoop up and do it right, and you're going to be somewhere crying. Moving on. Young Jock and Carly Red getting married. Moving on. Kirk, Jasmine, and Rashida. Look, we know Kirk was wrong. Kirk been wrong for season after season after season. Really, that's Rashida's storyline on how bad her husband is. That's basically been her storyline for seasons. This storyline now, you know, it's kind of sad. We know he messed up. He had a baby. But you could have had a baby with somebody with a better mindset. This baby in high school, this girl mindset is in high school when she popping up at your wife establishments not to look for you, because that's who she should be looking for. She is looking for your wife. Why, bitch? She didn't lay down with you. Now that's something I can't get with. Okay, you wanted to apologize. Now I said you should apologize when you were sleeping with him. Like, not after you found out you was pregnant, not after you done had the damn baby, and then after that. Nah, sis, nah. So, your apology couldn't have been sincere. You was looking for a motive. You was trying to get in where you fit in. You looking like an opportunist, honestly, because, shit, it sound like Cannon getting to know his daddy, and that's what you want, and shit. What else you want? You want a parade? You want shit, because you going to be mad next when Rashida really start being the mom that she is, and she going to overstep your ass, and then what? What you going to say then? You going to be mad, oh, y'all can't be having Cannon so much. I just see you being a problem throughout their lives, and that's just sad. I'm sorry for that, Rashida, because I ain't a big fan of you. I ain't been a big fan since you told Kay Michelle that never happened to her. Girl, you can't do a victim like that. You tripped out. But other than that, I can't say that you deserve any of this. I can't say that. But I can say, the girl, you're a better woman than me, because I would have dragged Jasmine up and down that motherfucking stage, because she just kept poking. Like, she was not being respectful. She wasn't staying in her place. She was trying to get some smoke started, and I would have gave her all the motherfucking smoke, bitch. It would have been a barbecue up in that hoe. But anyway, those are my reviews on Love and Hip Hop Atlanta Reunion Part 1. Let me know what you think. Let me know if you agree, disagree, whatever. Love ya. Peace.